Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
You're right, Becky.
I am, yeah. There's some stress in the studio about the coffee order, which has all gone wrong.
Gone really wrong. Thanks, Chris.
Chris forgot the one that doesn't speak drink. He got Hayley the wrong one. He got you a skinny when he wanted a full fat. Anyway.
I didn't want a full fat.
That is a full fat.
Oh, brilliant. Well, you really messed this up, didn't you?
I knew it was worse than we originally thought. You're looking hot today, anyway.
Thanks very much. Hosted an award ceremony early.
Was your shirt undone to that level when you were doing the presentation,
no, it was
or was
not.
That just for me?
No, I've just relaxed now.
That's three buttons down. That's a lot of chest.
I had to present an award ceremony in front of Peter Jones off of Dragon's Den. That was scary.
I think you've been taking fashion tips from Simon Cowell.
Okay, I'll fully do it up, right? Up to the neck. There we are. Is that less offensive for you?
How did it go?
Really good. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who was so lovely and well-deserved winners at the National BTEC Awards today. It's the first one. There will be many. Because, you know, like, if you do GCSEs or A-levels, you obviously get your day when it's just, like, a celebration.
But you have to work for BTECs as well. You just don't do nothing and then turn up and get an award. It's an actual qualification. It's you don't just hand them out.
Yeah, I know that.
So it wasn't just to win a BTEC.
No, you don't. No, it wasn't win a BTEC.
Oh, right.
It was people that have done well in their BTECs.
Oh, I see. I thought you were just handing out BTECs willy-nilly.
Well done, have one.
Yeah.
For nothing.
I was like, loads of people go to college to do them.
Anyway, so hi to everyone at the National BTEC Awards. It was a lot of fun. A lot of young people like having a good day of recognition. Lots of proud parents. It was really nice. And also, I did something at the Young Chamber yesterday called the Skills Factor. A little talk about my career. Lasted about 2 minutes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Coming up, Chris, who is sorting out his mammoth mess up with the coffees right now, is going to continue swapping. We got this idea off this bloke who started with a paperclip and then swapped it for something of a slightly higher value and just kept trading up and up and up and up and eventually got himself a house. Today we carry on with our swapping. Chris also started with a paperclip. We're 8 swaps down. We are up to some in-ear headphones at the moment. Not long now till we get the house. How many more swaps?
6
more swaps to get a house.
It started with Chris and now you think you might get a house. It's turned into we.
Yes, that's right.
Because it was Chris did this, Chris did that, and now it's we.
Yeah, a house, hello.
But you haven't done any... You've got, like, nothing to do with these swaps so far.
No.
But you will be living in the house.
Yeah.
Good.
Also today, the PR4M will be on with Dear Scott. The Posh Radio 4 lady is in Amsterdam this week, and I said no to having her on live radio because she won't be in any sort of state to be able to do that.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Now, I feel that I did an unnecessary slur there on the PR4L's name. She would never do anything bad in Amsterdam because she's the PR4L. She's all about the Anne Frank house and the flower market. She doesn't sit in coffee shops all day in Amsterdam, but she's just on a nice holiday. However, if she did sit in them, this is what we think she'd sound like. This is how you do this, right? If you run a voice through the slow speed on Windows Media Player, makes them sound a little bit tipsy.
I work at a well-known coffee shop. You know the green one that has that weird lady as a symbol?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
The worst possible thing that could happen to anyone on live TV happened to me last night.
Oh, no, it wasn't the Duncan James incident, was
it? No. Oh, God, no, not that bad. But,
That is the worst thing that could possibly happen.
You nearly revealed it then.
No, I didn't. We knew it happened on telly, didn't we?
Did we?
Well, if we didn't, there's a clue.
I think you've said too much. Anyway, no, the worst thing that could ever happen to anyone on BBC One, of all places, last night.
Right. What was it?
What could it be?
Your trousers split.
No.
You fell over?
Worse.
You got a snog off someone you didn't want to have.
Drawmaster Matt?
Yes.
No. Listen to how they introduced me on the TV last night, before the lottery.
The housewife's favourite, Scott Mills, takes charge of the national lottery draws in a moment.
Well, thanks a lot.
What's wrong with that?
Housewife's favourite?
Yeah.
What are they saying?
Well, they're saying that housewives love you.
Well, that's lovely,
you
but also
be
not. No, I'm
Why?
Not. No, because it puts me in the same category as
Nick Knowles, Alan Titchmarsh.
Yeah. Paul O'Grady, Titchmarsh.
Yeah.
Winton.
Yeah.
All them.
All the olds.
The housewife's favourite, Scott Mills, takes charge of the national lottery draws in a moment.
Right, I'm going to find that guy and have a word.
The thing is now, though, because what I was saying is housewife isn't really like... Even women that stay at home with kids these days, they're not really called housewives. Housewives kind of implies sort of over 60s.
Yes, it does.
Which I love even more.
And also, the thing is, when you're doing TV, you don't hear the intro, so they could say absolutely anything about you.
Right, let's email the guy next week.
Please don't. You don't hear it, you see. It could be anything. Like,
well, that's good for us.
MP's favourite, Scott Mills, coming next.
Oh, no, you wouldn't want that.
That is actually, that's worse.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Today's a bit of a dark day for me. I've been described as housewife's favourite on TV. What are you planning now, please?
Nothing.
What are you doing?
Typing an email to Phil, the voiceover artist who did that, the continuity man.
Oh, yeah.
The housewife's favourite, Scott Mills, takes charge of the National Lottery Draws.
Because I think there's an opportunity not to be missed here. You said earlier that you can't hear what he says about you.
No.
So I'm just coming up with a few ideas. Well, emailing them across to him for next week's show.
See, I'm stood in the studio, but you can't hear what they're saying. So they could introduce you in any way and you wouldn't know.
I just think you could earn a lot of money out of this new image as well with say, merchandising and stuff like that.
Right. What do you not think? What kind of merchandising?
It could, like this?
What the hell is that?
What?
What is that? What?
He's had a t-shirt made.
No!
He's had a shirt made. It says housewife's favourite and it's got your face all over it.
Oh. Got that done today as well.
Extra quick, I had to pay extra for
that. That is awful.
That's amazing.
But that is not going anywhere. I hope you haven't got more than one.
I want to have a photo with you with this.
Seriously.
Will you sign get it?
What?
Will you sign it?
Get lost. Podcast. What happened to you last night, please? You went to the gig.
Oh, yeah, it was good. I went to see Darren Criss, who is Blaine and the Warblers in Glee.
Okay.
Doing a show.
And
yes,
good?
It was really good. Yeah, it was really good. There was lots of screaming girls there, which was exciting. But,
were you one of them?
No, I just sort of clapped a bit.
Not very easily impressed, are you?
No, but I wasn't down at the front with my, like, proper phone action.
Were your arms folded?
Maybe for some of it, just because I've got slightly large boobs.
Were you scowling with your arms folded while everyone else screamed? Maybe
no.
A bit.
I wasn't as interested in it as they were, but he was very good. Anyway, the whole point of this is, on the way in, I got some stuff confiscated.
Oh, they searched your bag, right?
Yeah, and it was really embarrassing.
Right.
So I went in and he took my water and he just pulled it out of my bag and he went, right, that goes in there, threw it in the bin. Completely unopened. And then obviously I had to go through my carrier bag, which had all my lunch stuff in it.
Oh.
I'd had a baked potato, forgotten to use the beans, obviously still had the tin opener. So he goes, oh, I'll keep these then. So I had beans and a tin opener confiscated at the gig. He was like, come back and ask me afterwards.
Did you go back for the beans?
Yeah. That was an expensive tin opener. And it was a different guy, so I had to go, excuse me, I left
my tin opener?
Yeah, and some beans. And he went, hey, yeah, you're the one. And I was like, oh, no. But I was like, why do they confiscate beans? What am I going to do with the unopened beans?
Well, people might throw beans.
People throw beans?
They might
That's
do.
That's a rubbish thing to throw at a gig.
That would hurt.
Well, each individual bean or handfuls of beans.
I meant the cam rather than just an individual bean.
I was like, that's rubbish.
Have that, Darren Criss, in your face.
Flicking.
Pardon?
No, not flicking.
No, absolutely not that, no. But anyway, so a good gig, by all accounts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Don't think we're going to let Becky speak in this bit. It's all good.
I wanted to know what else everyone else had confiscated.
Well, yeah, and we're getting them in. Someone had a cream egg confiscated on the way to a gig. Was there some kind of cream egg throwing outbreak at gigs? So they're like, no, we're having that. You're not taking that in. That would actually hurt. If you were in a band and someone hit you like square on the head with a cream egg, that's got to hurt. Someone was in a band and once had some fruit tea thrown at them while they were on stage.
What sort of gig was that?
I don't know. Was it like one of those ones where everyone wears straw hats? It's very middle class, isn't it? Oh, just jamming with the band, you know, got hit by some fruit tea. Middle class band nightmare.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, earlier this week, Chris came up with a really good money-making scheme, didn't you?
Yes, I did, yeah. It's brilliant. Just involves swapping
So you started with a paperclip.
Yes. Well, the idea is you just keep trading up for something of slightly higher value. So it went from a paperclip to a pen, from a pen to a London tour guide, to an umbrella. I swapped that for a cupcake. I swapped the cupcake for half a Dairy Milk, an old Take That ticket and a bangle. And managed to swap that for a loyalty card to a popular chicken restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And then managed to swap that for headphones, and that's where we're at.
And this is all happening on Stupid Street the other day.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't your idea, is it?
No, I robbed it off someone called Kyle. I can't remember, but it was his idea. He started with a red paperclip.
And what did he end up with in the end?
He got a house.
A house?
Or the loan of a house for a year, I think it was. But either way, it's a good result.
No, some people are saying they actually did get the house like all the time.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Amazing.
And how long did it take him to get from a paperclip to a house?
It took him 14 swaps.
That's not bad, is it?
It's not, and I've done 8 so far, but I'm on the way.
Yeah. So at the moment, you've got some in-ear headphones which you'd use with, like, an MP3 player.
Yeah.
Right, today, we're going to help you move on to the next level, the next stage, in your quest to get the house, just by swapping things. Now, what we're going to do, we've got 4 people who've been in touch with us and are happy to swap something for your headphones. All right? So we're going to try and trade up again.
Yep.
Now, what happened is they each get 20 seconds to sell what they've got to you, and then you can decide which one you want to swap with, all right?
Brilliant.
So you've done 8 swaps already.
Yep.
You've got 6 swaps left.
Yeah.
Which means that if we do, say, one a week, like one day a week, we do this sort of trading thing, then in 6 weeks' time, you'll have an actual house.
Yeah.
And brilliant.
By September, he's got a house.
Yeah, we can all move in.
Well.
Why would you want to do that?
We can have, like, a Scott Mills Show house. We can all live together. Would you not be up for
that? I'll be up for that. That sounds great. Becky doesn't look keen.
I thought about the Scott Mills old people home is a good idea, but not the Scott Mills house.
Don't pension me off just yet. What do you mean?
No, that old people's home you're always talking about, where you say that you're going to buy an old people's home and all the ex-Radio 1 DJs can go and live there when they get old.
I have said that before.
And it'll have all the best facilities and, like, its own little in-house radio station.
Yeah. Me and Moyle's just wheeling each other around.
I love that concept.
With a blanket over our knees.
But right now, I'm not entirely convinced I give up my lovely house with my boyfriend to come and live with you two.
Oh, we'd have a right laugh.
It'd be great.
We'd have a laugh, wouldn't we, Chris?
We'd have a right laugh.
Okay, we'll discuss this in September when we get the house.
Okay. Right. Let's not jump ahead. We've got to get rid of the headphones first.
Hmm.
Right, so here's the first person that's willing to swap. Hello, David.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm very good. So we're going to give you 20 seconds... And you tell Chris what you want to swap for the in-ear headphones, all right?
Got ya.
20 seconds start now.
Chris, have you ever really wanted a can of fizzy pop but are too hungover to go out to the shops and get it? I've got the perfect solution. Chris, why don't you have your own vending machine to fulfill your needs? I'm willing to swap you, my vending machine, for one of your headphones. It's clean, you can put it next to your bog if you want it, to get some snacks, you can get some cold drinks, you can even make money out of it because you can sell the products.
So this is a vending machine?
This is epic.
It is, yes.
And where did you acquire that, please?
Well, I sell them. That's my job. I sell vending machines.
If you shake it hard enough, do 2 Twixes come out like the one here?
Well, I can't advocate that, Scott, but maybe.
I love a bog off from a vending.
I know. But, unintentional bog off.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever been stuck in a toilet after a dodgy kebab and you've always wanted a can of drink just to replace the fluids? This, if you put it next to your toilet, you can get that can of drink.
Who's got room for a vending machine in their loo?
Do people really eat and drink on the loo? That's disgusting.
I do.
Do they?
No, you're spot on. I think he's worked out exactly what I want and
he's
providing.
What do you eat on the loo? Oh!
I think just a bag of crisps.
No!
That's so gross!
That is rank as.
That is so gross.
Really?
Yes.
That is so gross.
Oh, I don't think I want to be your friend anymore.
That is so gross.
Really?
Chris, you're vile.
That is vile. Okay, well, thank you very much, David. We will consider your offer of the vending machine seriously, but don't choose yet, Chris.
Right.
We've got someone else. Hi, James.
Hey.
What have you got to swap?
I've got a house.
A house?
Here we go.
A house.
We've done it!
Woo! Amazing.
Okay, 20 seconds to sell us your house, starting now.
Right, I've got a red brick terrace house. It's got 12 windows with pink curtains on the middle floor. It's got a loft conversion with 2 windows looking out. It's got a well-kept green door, neighbours are never in, and a fairly large yard. It's 3.5, 3 by 5 by 3 even, inches. It's one of those old double O-gauge train houses. Mum would never buy me the train tracks, and instead she bought me the house.
Stop! This is just a toy house, right?
It is.
I think this might be worth more than your headphones.
Really?
I think it is.
I thought we'd done it, though. I thought we'd got the house for a minute there.
I feel that you misled us, James, slightly.
Oh, I feel bad, though.
Okay, well, we'll consider your kind offer.
That's great.
Our next potential swapper is Amy. Hey, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. Okay, so you've got something that you want to swap for the in-ear headphones.
Yes, I have.
20 seconds to sell it to me. Go.
So, I've got a pink tent. Who doesn't want a pink tent? This pink tent's been to Glastonbury Festival for the 40th anniversary. Who didn't want to go to that? Also, pink, I'm sure that's definitely his colour, brings out the feminine side in him. It's very easy to assemble, and it has seen the sights of Bath as well. And obviously, it's sat in your tent looking through the pink, see everything, and rose into spectacles.
A pink tent?
Yeah.
Really, though?
Yeah, why not?
So you'd swap that for some headphones?
Yeah.
Is it not of sentimental value? I mean, has much happened in there?
No, just have my dogs in there. Not much more than that.
All right, okay. So it doesn't bring back
any... I haven't seen any antics.
Right, no. So no memories attached, really?
Not really, no.
Oh, I can see why you would get rid of it, then.
Yeah, well, no, it doesn't smell or anything, don't get me wrong.
No, I didn't say it did.
Yeah, who wouldn't want a pink tent? And who wouldn't want some headphones?
Is it muddy?
No.
There's something wrong with it, isn't there, then you're not telling me?
The bag's a bit ripped.
Right. Okay, good. I knew it was imperfection. I knew something was going on there.
But, like, it's a tiny bag. Like, who would struggle to put the tent back in?
That's true, though. They never go back in.
I kept pushing and then all the sewing ripped.
You should do what Joe Wiley does at every festival, just leave your tent there.
Oh, okay.
She's done that many times.
I'll try that next time.
All right, cool. Well, we'll consider your kind pink tent offer. Thank you. Bear in mind, you've got to swap this, remember. You're not keeping it.
Mm.
Let's speak to one more person. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
You're right.
Yes, I'm very well, thank you.
Let me give you 20 seconds to sell your item to swap with the headphones. Go!
Right. The use of a house for one night, which is in an old mansion, down a wooded lane, overlooking a castle right on the river, with the use of a canoe, log fires, nice comfy beds, electric blankets, and probably a few bottles of wine thrown in.
In Birmingham?
No, in Wales.
Oh, Wales. So just for one night stay?
Well, yes, I probably could extend it a little bit.
Is this your house, or is it...
It's mine.
Oh, that's good. Just check in.
Yes, no, it's definitely mine.
And will you be there, or...?
No, I could vacate it, but I suppose if they needed a bit of looking after, I could, but we might need a chaperone.
And the use of a canoe, which I like.
Yes.
We have a
communal canoe.
What?
And we've got Coedfest 2 coming up in August, which, unfortunately, I can't invite you to that because it's a wedding, but I suppose we could have some gate crashers. And we've got Friday's a barbecue and general jamming session. Saturday's the wedding and a ska band. Sunday we've got a Kayleigh band and a production of The Wizard of Oz by children.
Can you look up communal canoe and check it's not rude?
No, it isn't rude. It's very nice. You can have a look at the picture of the house.
I don't want to see your communal canoe, thanks.
Oh.
Some right. Canoes are rude, but not the communal canoe.
Okay, good.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks
it's
for checking.
So rude, did
it? Well, it did a bit, to be fair. all right. Well, Laura, thank you very much for your kind offer of the free overnight stay and communal
okay.
canoe.
All right, then. Bye-bye.
Love you, bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
All right, so we've got our stuff that people are willing to swap for the headphones. Remember, it's all about the trading up. We're not keeping any of these things, Chris.
Yeah.
So you got your weekend away with that Brummy bird.
Right.
And a canoe. A toy house, a pink tent, a vending machine. I'll give you 10 seconds. Oh.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Right, don't tell me your answer yet.
Okay.
Let's just go through...
I love this. You need to work on this. When you give someone 10 seconds...
Oh, then you need the answer straight away.
Then the answer. Did you fire the 10 seconds too quick?
Maybe I did, okay. Looking back.
So we'll give you 3 minutes-ish.
Right.
And once then, he's worked out what he's going to say, they'll do the timer again and then you can give the answer.
There's no urgency now, is there?
No. Brilliant.
Anyway, so Well, let's just talk about this. The thing is, the weekend away isn't a thing, is it?
No, it's not. And I'm worried that I'm not going to be able to say... I mean, what would the next swap up from that be? Surely
mega. Huge.
Do you think weekend away is good?
Well, it's got something for everyone, hasn't it? She said there was Kaylee, there's Scar, yeah, there's the Wizard of Oz, so someone else's
by children.
Wedding.
Yep.
Like, all sorts. Oh. There's the communal canoe.
And here's the thing, someone else's wedding. Everyone loves weddings.
Yes.
Yes, because, like, you can just go to the reception bit.
Or someone else's wedding.
I would love to. I would do that every weekend if I could. Not the boring. Not the boring service. Just the after show.
After show.
The wedding disco.
The
I'd
reception.
Be there. Yeah. Yeah. The buffet. You got your wedding disco. Brilliant. Don't want to go to the actual boring wedding bit. I would do that every weekend if I could.
You'd have loved my friend's after show a few months ago. She just had the whole massive long table was just full of cheese.
Lush.
Whole big blocks of it. It was like one of those deli counters in the supermarket.
Mezzan.
The like,
after,
yes.
It's not after show as well. Is this what you call it here?
That's what I'm calling them now.
Right.
Pink tent, you're not comfortable with.
I just feel a bit awkward buying in the pink tent.
And also, it's probably knackered. It's been to Glastonbury. Vending machine. I like the idea of having it in the house.
Yeah, I like it.
Try and swap that.
Yeah, for me, the postage is going to be an issue with that, isn't it?
Yeah, well, just, you know, you're going to have to get men round to help you.
Right.
To shift that. Well, unless they can collect.
Would you help me?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
I had to come and help you move that piano once, didn't
yes,
I?
Yes, that was a bad, bad evening, wasn't it?
That was awful.
Didn't you drop it?
Yeah, several times.
And it was someone else's?
Yeah.
Did you ever tell them?
Yeah. No. I can't remember. Anyway, and then we've got the toy house. Well, let's just throw that out immediately. That's rubbish.
Yeah.
That's not good swap.
It's just a tiny house.
10 seconds.
Oh. Don't worry, he'll give you a few more minutes afterwards.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What are we having?
Right. I think it's got to be the weekend away, hasn't it?
Yes!
Yes!
Good choice.
Okay, we'll be back in touch, you nice Brummy lady, with your canoe and your Wizard of Oz performance by children. That's a good one. I think you could really swap up from that.
I hope
quite
so.
Well.
I hope so.
So how many swaps are we away from the actual house now? What's it, 6? 5. 5 swaps and we need to get a house. So we're all happy and agreed, right? The weekend away.
Let's do it.
Podcast. Right, let's speak to Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Congratulations, you got yourself some headphones.
Thank you.
Well, be in touch about the details of the weekend away.
Okay. I'll fluff up the duvets. Bye.
Let's just hope that the squatters don't move that
way. No, they won't.
Really?
They won't.
Okay. All right, well, you set up the duvets, love. I'll speak to you later.
Right, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1 podcast. Okay, it's Dear Scott time. The Posh Radio 4 lady is now in Amsterdam on her summer tour. She was in Gay Paris for a while, and now she's in Amsterdam, so we thought probably best not to have her on this week. So instead, it's the PR4M reading out the stuff that you've been sending us this week on email.
Dear Scott and the team, I'm writing this email from a very dark place indeed. I was at Beach Break Live a few weekends back, listening to Nero doing a live set and, quite frankly, loving live. It was during Me and You when I noticed something odd occurring at the back of my leg, something wet and warm.
Oh, God.
I turned around to my horror to find some randomer using my welly as a makeshift urinal. Mentally scarred for life, I spent the next hour or so with my leg under the freezing drinking water tap, manically scrubbing my leg clean. Due to the fact that this was very clearly distressing for my life, I would like to ask you to refrain from playing Me and You ever again. I used to love that song, but now it causes horrible flashbacks of that fateful night in Wales, leaving me cowering in the corner. Thank you kindly. Anonymous for obvious reasons. Smiley. Kiss, kiss.
Oh, that is awful. And now that song, Me and You, will just always remind you of someone weeing against your leg. This one. I feel
You're
it too.
So mean.
Think about it. Okay, I won't play it ever again. Of course I will. It's on all the time. That's a terrible, terrible thing. It's awful when a song that you used to love then just becomes laden with awful memories like that. Awful. Next.
Dear Scott, I recently met a girl called Melissa. Things have been going well until recently when she's called out your name several times during her sleep. I think we have a strong basis for a relationship, but unless we can cure this, I don't feel we have a future. Please, could you suggest how we could cure this, either on your programme or direct via Twitter? Yours faithfully, Romeo in Love.
Oh, that's awful. So, while she's sleeping, she calls out my name.
Your full name?
Yeah, that would be weird. Well,
because it could just
if it's
be...
just Scott, then he might have a problem on his hands.
But it could be Scott from Five, or
of course.
Scott from...
from where?
I don't know.
That's weird if she's going, Scott Mills, in her sleep.
No, I think she's doing like, Scott Mills.
What, like on the...
like on the little
on the jingles. Scott Mills.
And tonight should be housewife's favourite,
yeah, right.
Scott Mills.
Oh, just stop bringing that back up. Anyway, I don't know what to do about that. What do? You can't stop someone from saying anything in their sleep.
I would say be grateful that's all it is, because some people talk a lot worse in their sleep.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'd encourage it.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and the PR4M. I would like it very much if the PR4M could read the following. If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their diving contest.
Oh.
Love you, Tim.
Oh,
brilliant.
That means you've got to retell the story now for people that weren't listening at the time. What happened when you were a kid, Chris?
I don't think...
No, tell us. There would be lots of new listeners listening right now that won't have heard the story, and that would have made absolutely no sense to them. So it's your duty to tell them.
I thought the rules of this truth and dare was that it would never be spoken about ever again.
Well, that's not the way it works. Go.
When I was younger, I used to... I mean, we're talking like a lot younger, right?
Just say it.
I had a load of teddies, and what I'd do is I would teach them how to dive.
Where would they dive?
Instead of playing football, you'd do the teddy diving.
And where would they dive from?
Wait, the thing is, it sounds ridiculous. I'm 24 now, right?
Where would they dive from, please?
Just dive off the bed and all that.
There we are.
Oh, come on, people have done far weirder than that.
Right, let's move on. And next.
Hello there, Scott, Becky, Chris, PR4M and obviously TOTDS. Smiley. Just to say, I'm 13 and I love the show. I listen to the podcast to get me to sleep. I think that you should take Innuendo Bingo on tour. You could come to my school. From Jordan off of Prestatyn in Wales. P.S. Shout out to all of Prestatyn High Jupiter 8, please.
Shout out, big shout out, big shout out, Prestatyn. I don't think that's appropriate, really.
Why?
At school, Innuendo Bingo. I mean, I quite like the idea of taking it on tour, but I'm not sure a school... tour of Innuendo Bingo is the right thing, you know?
What are you thinking then? Wembley Arena or something?
Yeah. O2.
Can you imagine?
Everyone with water in their mouths. That would be brilliant. En masse. Think about it.
It should be that you're attached to some kind of machine, and then what happens is if you laugh, water falls on the whole audience.
Yes. Really good idea. Nice build there of the idea.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's the music that means it's nearly Friday. It's Dear Scott. The PR4M this week, Posh Radio 4 Man, reading out your emails. And you can send absolutely anything you want. It can be a question about the show, it can be something that's happened to you, something about your mates, whatever, something you may be spotted online. Send an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk with anything you want to say to us. I think the Posh Radio 4 lady's back next week, but she's having a lovely time right now in various coffee shops in Amsterdam. Here we go.
Hi Five, Scott Mills, Becky, the PR4M and all the team.
Hi.
I was listening to your show the other day, like I always do, and thought something was missing. When I thought about it for some time, I came up with the items to complete your show. Here are some inventions for your show which would just make it complete.
Oh, OK, so this is like some ideas for the show. I like that a lot.
Mobile phones with a built-in high-five hand, so you can really high-five someone across the phone. A Blay Friday timer, so you know exactly when it's Blay Friday. I always wake up and have no idea what day it is. Scott Mills Point loyalty card. Does it need an explanation? a little army of innuendo bingo masters to scan the world for the best innuendo clips. The actual Coxypedia, written and signed by Sarah Cox herself. Anyway, I hope you consider my inventions and invest, because sadly, Dragon's Den weren't too keen. Love you all. Big high five. Ellie, off of Shoreham.
I think he meant Coxypedia. There. I like the idea of the loyalty card. That's easy to do. What was the other good one? The Only Blue Friday timer. So how does that work?
It'd be just like an alarm, wouldn't it?
But Friday. I think, well, you wouldn't want that when you wake up, would you?
Well, I don't know. Some people might. Some people find it really hard to wake up.
The timer is just you screeching over the classical music, isn't it?
Okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah, it could be like an egg timer, maybe.
But I can't shout for that long. How long does it take to boil an egg?
Well, hard-boiled. You're talking 10 minutes.
Well, no, I can't. I would kill me.
Really?
We've almost lost him on a few occasions, especially recently.
I'm convinced that Only Blue Friday one day will kill me.
If you listen back to last week's IOBF, you hear at the end a little...
Yeah.
At which point Scott actually collapsed sort of across the desk and down a bit, and the one that doesn't speak was like, oh, he's okay.
That's how I would want to go, though. That's how I would want to go. Next.
P.S.
Oh.
I want to hear what the PR4M sounds like saying this. Rat-a-tat-tat, three men in a hat. Ha-ha, 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 ha.
There we are, it sounds ridiculous. Job well done. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, a.k.a. the sexy Mexican, TOTDS and PR4M. I work in Waitrose and often serve a man who is Scott Mills lookalike. At first, I really thought it was Scott Mills and was getting ready to ask all about the Desert Trek, as first sighting was around the time of Comic Relief, until I asked him if he wanted any bags and realised by his voice that it wasn't actually Scott. I would take a picture to send, but think that might be slightly unacceptable while scanning his shopping. Although I am pretty sure it isn't actual Scott, could you confirm, Scott, it is not you shopping some Sundays in Caversham? Even if it isn't you, Becky could pop by, being in Reading, and take a sneak peek. Lots of love. Claudia, 17 and a half, from Reading. Kiss, 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 kiss.
Bang, bang. Hi, Claudia. It's not me at your supermarket in Caversham. However, Becky's always there. How come you've not seen her?
I know. I'm in there every weekend. That's my local shop.
Is it?
Yeah.
Check you out, Waitrose girl.
Well, no, it's just the quickest one to get to from my house.
What time do you usually go?
Well, on the weekend, probably.
What time will you be there this weekend?
Yeah.
It
could be like a flash mob, almost, couldn't it?
Saturday morning, maybe.
About 10?
I think I normally don't bother with, like, makeup or hair.
No, that's fine. Just trying to give people an idea of when you're going to be there.
Yeah.
Most weekends, Saturday and Sunday, I like two trips.
At 10 a.m. then, agreed?
10 a.m? Who gets up at 10 a.m. on
okay,
a weekend?
12.
Yeah.
Done. There we are. Caversham Waitrose, 12 o'clock.
Am I doing some sort of signing now? You've made it out like this is a public appearance.
You can sign some vegetables or something.
You have to do what I had to do once with Jet from the Gladiators when she did a personal appearance in Asda in Bolton. And she had to stand on checkouts because there was too many crowds.
I would love to go on the checkouts. I've always wanted to go on the checkouts. And when I worked in the supermarket, I got put in the coffee shop.
Oh, you've always wanted to do a checkout.
And then, next time I applied to a different supermarket, they were like, we can't put you on the checkouts. You've got coffee shop experience. I was like, all I want to do is sit there and go, boop, boop. I love it.
Boop, boop. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the sexican, the one that does not speak. My dad asked me if he existed the other day.
He does.
The PR4L and the PR4M. I need the older podcasts in my life. I have been listening for over a year now and have a collection of 282 podcasts.
Impressive.
But I need more. I have heard you talk about the Matt Damon game and I need to know what it is. What is it?
It's very simple. You just go, Matt Damon! I haven't done that for ages. Just shout it in various public places.
Do you remember when you got my mum to do it in the college library?
Yes, that was a good highlight, that was.
She was a librarian. I think all the students thought she was going mad.
Matt Damon!
And can you please link me up with another millipede that's willing to share podcasts and has the complete collection so I can hear this game at last? And so I can expand my brain with your other random wonderfulness. That would be amazeballs. Thank you, Smiley. And what happened to Chris's love affair with Rimmer? Did they find happiness via the show? Love and high fives, Alison, 16 years, 11 months and 8 days. I'm almost 17, so the months and days are important. Kiss, 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 kiss.
Bang, bang. Chris, would you like to clear up what happened with Rimmer?
Do you know what? She never wrote back, truth be told. We got right to the end, and then when we said that I was going to go over and visit her, scared her.
Right, so nothing. There we are.
She hasn't returned any of my emails since, unfortunately.
Older podcasts, Becky?
Well, I don't know about this, actually. I don't know what we can do, because they go up for 7 days, and then obviously if you get them, if you subscribe to it, you get them from then on, so you've always got them, but I don't know. I don't know how you can put like old ones up.
I know that Unofficial Mills website, unofficialmills.co.uk, does have some older ones.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Good work. Okay, next.
Hey, Scott. Just wondering, you know, when you do shout-outs and say, name has been on, etc., what do you mean by they've been on? Do you just read out texts? Becca in Bristol. Kiss, 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 kiss.
Bang,
sent
bang.
Sent from my iPod. LOL. Winky smiley.
LOL, bless. Thanks, PR4M. Been on means that they've just been on to us. Been on.
It means they've texted in.
Yeah. But then also, being on and off, we use quite a lot. Being on and being off, don't we?
Well, I never really know the difference. There's a man who works here who says, I'm on, I'm off, I'm on, I'm off. And I never understand what he's talking about. Sometimes I just ask him, I'm like, are you on or off today? And he goes, oh, semi-on. And it's like, what?
Sometimes I use the phrase being off if you're a little bit...
What's Becky on about?
A little bit drunk. Seriously, Becky.
She losing it.
She has lost it today after the earlier incident as well.
He's off, he's on, he's off, he's on. What?
Hello? We've lost her.
I just don't know what he means.
Anyway. Oh, I found the Matt Damon game with your mum. Should we play it? Should we play it? Hello? What's wrong?
Becky!
We...
No, nothing.
Come back!
I'm fine.
Are you all right?
Yes.
Okay, let's play it.
Hello, Scott.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm busy at my desk at the moment.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah. That's okay. No, no worries. I'm
okay.
Any excuse to stop.
Where are you right now?
At my desk.
Which is where?
In the back end of the library.
So you're in a library?
Yes.
In Bridgewater, Somerset?
Yes.
Many people around?
One of my colleagues and a few students.
So, Jackie?
Mm-hmm?
This is the Matt Damon game, right?
Okay.
You're in a very quiet library. There are some students in there.
Yes.
What I need you to do...
Yes.
As loudly as you can...
Yes.
In the quiet library...
Yes.
Is shout this...
Okay.
Matt Damon!
Matt Damon! Sorry, I'll do it for you again, alright?
Yeah, okay.
Matt Damon!
Okay, what, now?
Yes, Becky's mum. As loud as you can.
Okay.
Thank you.
Matt Damon! That worked.
I'm so proud of you.
That was a good one, wasn't it? And that's... Go on.
I forgot she did it that loud.
Yeah. That's how the Matt Damon game works.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.